Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Metzia, the seventh and penultimate Mishnah of the first chapter in Andaf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, continuing with different shtarot that one finds and to whom, if anyone, they should be returned. Matzaki Tenashim Shichuri Avadim. This is a Mishnah that we already saw invoked in the previous discussion. If a man finds a get or shtar shichur of an avad, daitiki, which means a shtar written by somebody who's on his deathbed, gifting something to someone, matana, or just a shtar matana, or shovarin, a receipt, tarbeza lo yachzir, you do not return it to the putative owner based on the shtar. Why? Shani omer, k'tuvin ayuvrim lachal en shalin nun. It may indeed be the case, and this is the concern I have to raise, that the fellow wrote it, the man who was dying, the man who was giving the gift, the husband, the owner of the slave, etc., wrote it and then changed his mind and decided not to divorce his wife, not to free his slave, not to give that gift, either on his deathbed or stam a gift, or that he'd never received the money and therefore the shovar, and therefore the shovar is invalid also. So therefore I can't return it. Now, tam adanim lach shelo litnan. Our concern is that the fellow changed his mind not to give it, meaning that we have no evidence that the fellow actually wanted to give it, and therefore you can't return it. Ha'amar tnu notnin v'afiluz man merube. But if he did say tnu, we can give it even if it's a long time after the shtar was written. So you have a get that was written in 1 month, it's found 3 months later, and the guy says, yeah, yeah, give it, we can give it. Raminu, and here's the challenge, and this is from the Mishnah in the third parak of Gitin, and this entire sugya appears there, but inverted, because it starts from that Mishnah and uses our Mishnah in apposition. If a shliach brings a get, and then he lost it, umitza'o la'altar kasher. If he found it immediately, then it's valid. Imlav pasul. If he does not find it immediately, finds it after a while, then it's pasul. And there you see, even though the husband says, yes, yes, divorce with it, he still can't do it. As opposed to our Mishnah, where it indicates that if you found a get, even if it was lost for quite a while, if the husband does say give it, we do give. So I'm a Rabba Lokasha. Rabba solves it by saying that there, as follows, Kan makom shasherot mitzuyot, kan makom shena shasherot mitzuyot. If it's an area that's well-traveled, then even if it was found a little bit later, it's already invalid because it may have been from someone else with the same name. If, on the other hand, it's not a well-traveled area, then we can assume it's the same fellows. And even if he says to give it a long time later, we still can do so. Even the limitation that he stipulated where there is a lot of travel, that's only if we know that there are two people with the same name, meaning he and another with the same name in that city. In that case, if you find a shtar, a get, we have to be concerned that that get may belong to the other Yosef ben Shimon. So now there's two limitations. First of all, it's limited to a place where there's lots of travel, and a situation where we know that there's someone else with the same name as this fellow. Dilo te mahachi, because if you don't add that second limitation, you have the following problem. Kasha deraba ad deraba. We will have a challenge or contradiction within the rulings of Rabbah himself, because Rabbah here said b'makom shasherot mitzuyot as opposed to makom shenasherot mitzuyot. However, Rabbah also made the following ruling: da'ukita d'ishtakach beidin de Rav Huna, a get was found lying in the court of Beit Rav Huna. Rav Huna's court is a well-traveled area. And the get was executed in a place called Shviri, which is on the banks of the river. Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, Chashin and Lishnei Shviri. We have to be concerned that there may be two towns named Shviri. So therefore, he said, even though it was in an area that was well-traveled, in other words, Rav Huna's court, nonetheless, Rav Huna said, we have to be concerned. Nevertheless, he said that the get is invalid because it may be from a different town with the same name. The Amar Rav Chista the Rabba, and then continuing this is here is how we get to Rabba. Rav Chista said to Rabba in the Beit Midrash of Rav Huna, "Fukayen ba, go look into the issue." To the Orta by Menach Rav Huna. Rav Huna at night is going to ask you about the issue. In other words, during the day, the case came. Rav Huna ruled, we cannot accept the shtar, but evidently he's going to look into it further. So Rav Chista, who's a colleague of Rav Huna, a younger colleague, told Rabba, who's a student, you better get ready by looking into the issue. Nafak Dak Viashkach, he went out and investigated, meaning he investigated, researched the issue, and he found the Mishnah that none komasa beitin or is a yachzir. The Mishnah that says later on in our parak that anything that's a maisa beitin should be returned to the owner. Vaha beidin, and therefore he said we return it. Vaha beidin at Rav Huna the chimakam shashar ben suyatami. And after all, Rav Huna's court is like a public thoroughfare. Vikop pashit Rabba the Achzer, and Rabba still said you have to return it. Why was Rider Rabba say you have to return it? Ama iel zugushne Yosef ben Shimon in ilolo. So Rabba clearly holds that just because the area is publicly traveled and there's a lot of traffic there, doesn't automatically mean that we will not return the shtar. He said in this case to return the shtar. The only case we won't return the shtar is if we know for a fact that there's another person with the same name in the area and that it may have been from him. Now, Avar Rabba Uvda Bekitna de Pumbadita Kishmate. And now we find out that not only did Rabba suggest that to Rav Huna, but later on when Rabba himself was the rabbi in Pumbadita, he ruled that way in Bekitna, which may mean the place where they process cotton, maybe out in the field, Kishmate, meaning either Ika da Amri Hechadam is Abni Kitna, it may be the place where they sold cotton, meaning it was a public area, Fushaloh Zaku, but because there weren't two people with the same name in that town, therefore he allowed the get. Alvagav Shrichin Sharat, even though it's public, Ika da Amri, some people say Hechad the Taru Kitna, it was the place where they soaked flax, not where they sold it, which is not publicly traveled. Even though there are two people in the town with the same name, since a shaliach came to that very untraveled place and dropped a shtar and then found it a while later, he said you could give it, even though we know there's two people with the same name in that town. Because not a public area. Okay, now that's Rabba. So we have now said we are forced to say that Rabba's distinction between a place where there's shayarot and a place where there's not shayarot, we have to add to that also that the only way we won't return the shtar is if there are two people with there's another person with the same name as the husband on the get. And that's what he would then apply to the Mishnah in Gittin. Rabbi Zeira, Rami Matnitin Abraita. Rabbi Zeira took that Mishnah in Gittin and ran it up against a Braita and came up with a solution. So we'll see all the pieces. Mishnah, here's the solution. Tanan, here's the Mishnah. Hamevi get vavad himenu. Salatak asher avimlav pasul. The Mishnah in Gittin that we just saw. Uramini, what was his challenge? Matzah get isha bashuk. If you find a get, bisman shabal modeh yachzir la isha. And a bal modeh yachzir lo lezeh velo lezeh. This we mentioned earlier. That if the husband admits that the get is his, then you give it to the woman, and she can use it to demonstrate that she's free, and perhaps collect her ketubah. If the husband does not admit it, you can't return it to anybody. But ketani mihat, what do we learn in that Mishnah? Bizman shabal modeh yachzir laisha, afilu zman meruba. Even if it's weeks or months later, if the husband admits that it was his get, you give it to the woman. As opposed to the Mishnah in Gittin Gimel, where we said that if the shaliach drops the get, even if he picks it up a little while later, he can't return, he can't give it. Well, Mishani, what was Rav Zeira's answer? Kan makom shasharot mitsuyot. Kan makom shasharot mitsuyot. Same answer that Rabbi gave. When can he return it even a long while later? If it's not a well-traveled area, and we have every reason to assume it's the same get. As opposed to the Mishnah, which is dealing with a case which is publicly traveled, and therefore we have to be concerned that it is a similar get, but not the same one. Now, some people think that Rabbi Zeira agreed with Rabba all the way down the line and said the only time you can't return it is if we, it's not only a public area, but we know two fellows of the same name, like Rabba. Or perhaps he disagrees with Rabba and he says even if we don't know there to be two guys of the same name, if it's a public area, you can't return it. Okay, now Bishlama Rabba lo Amar Karebi Zeira. We understand why Rabba did not rule like Rabbi Zeira. In other words, he did not make the same inference Rabbi Zeira. Rabba came up with a solution of distinguishing between a publicly traveled area and not by driving our Mishnah against the Mishnah in Gittin. Rabbi Zeira came up with the same solution by driving the Mishnah in Gittin against the Bright about Gittin. Why did Rabba go his route? Matniti Nalima Le Lakshuye. He says it's better to use a Mishnah. it's stronger to use a Mishnah because it could be that the Braita disagrees with the Mishnah, and therefore there's no issue of resolution. It could just be a machloket. But the assumption is that the Mishnah is a cohesive whole, and therefore, if we have a Mishnah in Bab Metzia, it has to jibe with a Mishnah in Gittin, and therefore, we have to resolve it by assigning it to different circumstances. Rabbi Zera, my time alone, Karabu. Why didn't Rabbi Zera use Rabbah's root of Bab Metzia versus Gittin? He says, since when did our Mishnah say that if the guy says, give it, we can give it, even Lizman Maruba? Maybe if the guy says Tnu, then we give it. In other words, perhaps the proper ruling in our Mishnah is not to be medayek as we did at the very, very beginning of the sugya. Look back at the first words of the Gemara, and you'll say that they're medayek, that if the guy, the only reason you don't give the get is because the guy didn't say tenu. But if he does say tenu, even a long while later, you can give it. He says, who said? Maybe if he says tenu, you can give it only if you found it immediately after he dropped it. That's why he doesn't want to use our Mishnah against the Mishnah in Gittin, because our Mishnah does not say a long time later it's valid. That's just an inference. Maybe it's a bad inference. So Laman Damar Rabbi Zer Malkum Shashar Metsuyar of Gav Dolok Zukushne Yosef Ben Shimon who pleaded to Rabbah. Remember, we had two orientations of Rabbi Zer. One where he disagreed with Rabbah and said, as long as a public area, you cannot return the shtar, even if there are not two people with the same name. But Ma'ika Mipalgin, then what's their machloket about? Of course, if he agrees with Rabbah, there's no machloket. That's tautological. But if he disagrees with Rabbah, what's the disagreement about? The answer is Rabbah Savar Diktani Komasa Beitin Arezi Yachzir. When do we say that you return any shtar generated by a Beitin? The Ishtakach Bevedin Askin, meaning something that's found in Beitin. O Beitin Kamakum Shashayer wrote Mitsuyot. And a Beitin, of course, a public area, like we have the Beitin of Rav Huna. V'hu Shehuchzaku Lo Yachzir. And it's only if we know there to be another person with the same name, then you don't return it. But if lo huchzaku, then you return it. And Rabbi Zeira alacha miktani kol ma'ase beitin shenisu beveitin. Rabbi Zeira, according, in other words, remember, Rabbi Zeira did not specify whether he agreed with Rabba or not, and that you can return the shtar if there aren't two people with the same name. So on the possibility that he disagrees with Rabba and says you can't return it even if we don't know there to be two people with the same name, he will interpret kol ma'ase beitin doesn't mean it's found in beitin. Kol ma'ase beitin yachzir tani. It means it was generated by beitin, you return it. Lulolam dishtaka chabrai, but it was found out in an alley somewhere, which means not in a public area. That's why you return it. If it's a public area, you don't return it, whether or not we know there to be two guys of the same name. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Kegon de Ka'amri Eidi Me'olam Lo Chatamnu Ela Al Get Echad Shel Yosef Ben Shimon. He has a different solution. He says, when do you return it? When the Eidim who signed on the shtar say, we only signed on one shtar of Yosef Ben Shimon. And therefore, the shtar that we have in front of us is definitely this one's. Yachim on the Memer, if that's the case, then why would you even think that you couldn't return it? So we perhaps have to concern ourselves with the highly unlikely coincidence that the names on the shtar and the names of the Eidim coincidentally were the same, and therefore they say we, Chaim Yankel and Moshe Yosef, only signed on one shtar of Yosef and Shimon. Yes, but I've got two shtarot that both say Yosef and Shimon, and both have Moshe Yosef and Chaim Yankel as Eidim. So Kamash Malan, that we don't have to be concerned with that. Another way that we can say you could return the shtar is if the owner identifies a siman muvhak, right, where he says there's a hole in the shtar right next to that letter. But it has to be a very clear and unique and identifiable mark, like a hole next to a particular letter. If he just said there's a hole in it, lo. Because Rav Ashi Masafkel is Simonim Doraita Drabonim. Rav Ashi is not sure whether Simonim or Doraita Drabonim, meaning my identification of an item based on a unique marking, does that give me a claim on it Doraita Drabonim? So if it's only Drabonim, I need a Simon Muvhak, which everybody will agree is Doraita, such as there's a letter next to the Gimel on the third line. Rav Barbarchana, Irchas Legita Bevin Dirasha. Now we have a story. He lost a get in the Beit Midrash. He was a shaliach. He brought a get to the Beit Midrash, and he'd lost it. Amar Isimon Itli Begaveh. He said, I have a simon, so if somebody finds it, I can identify it. But if, on the other hand, I, being a Talmid Chacham, they might return it to me as we return anything to Talmid Chacham, when he says, I identify it. Also, so I drew on Nihole. They found the star, they gave it back to him, and he continued his shlichut. Amarloya dana imishum simana adruaniali, and he said, I don't know if they give it back to me because I identified a simon, a hole next to a particular letter or whatever. Kasavi simanim doraita, and it's because they hold simanim or doraita, and that's good enough. Imishum tviyut ena adruaniali, or they gave it to me because I identified it. Vidafka tsurabanan, in which case it would only work if, as somebody like me was a Talmid Chacham. Aval inish da almalo, but a regular guy, they wouldn't return it to. And I don't know why they returned it because I had both pieces, and they didn't tell me why they were returning it. They returned it sort of as a combination. But in the meantime, we don't know if a non-Talmid Chacham comes and says the same thing, will they return it because of the simonim, or will they not return it because you need tefiyut ha'ayin? All right, gufa. Matzah get isha b'shuk b'zman sh'bal modeh yachzir l'ishayin, and b'al modeh lo yachzir lo l'azeh v'lo l'azeh. All right, so now the breita that Rabbi Zeira ran the Mishnah up against is if you find a get and the husband admits to it, you give it to her. Well, why don't we concern ourselves with this? Maybe the date on the get is Nisan, but maybe he only gave it to her in Tishrei, and then she dropped it, and now that you give it back to her, in the meantime, the husband has been selling Perot from Nisan to Tishrei because he's still married to her. Now she is going to pull out the star and say, see, I'm divorced from Nisan. All the stuff he sold in the summer really comes to me, and she's going to take it from the Kuchot illegally. So, what's really not a problem, according to the Manda Amar, this is Machloket and Gittin, when he loses Perot. Does he lose Perot the minute he decides to divorce her, or only when he gives her the get? So if it's the minute he decides to divorce her, then the date on the get really is the date he lost Perot, and she legitimately recovers. Elamanda Amar Yeshla Baal Perot Adshat Netina, but according to the Manda Amar that says he keeps the Perot until he gives her the get, Michael and Emma, then we have the problem, which is that she will pick up the get. She will then say, you see, I've been divorced already since Nisan, and all the stuff he sold of mine from Nisan on was illegal, and therefore, I'm recovering it, and that's wrong. So, ki ati lemitra from Rinan La, the answer is that when the woman comes and she says, I want to get paid back, I want recovery for this, we say to her, Aiti raya emat mata gita liyadech. Prove when you got the get. Bring us 80 when you got the get. And from that moment on, you can be tar from the kuchot. So umayshna shitrechov. So why is that any different than the shtar chov that we had back in the Mishnah Vav? Now matzah shitrechov yeshpan achrayt nechassim layachzir v'kimak shachay modeh. Remember we said according to Rabbi Yochanan that that's a case where the lova admits to the debt. And why don't we return Mishum Shama Katav Lopinisavad Tishrei v'Katar v'Kochot Shelo Kadin? And the reason we don't return the star is because we're afraid that really the star was written before the loan, and then the Malva is going to go seize the Kuchot that were sold by the Lova before he even got the money, and that's inappropriate. So Atem Nami Lehador, why don't we give him the star? The Chiyat LeMitrof, when the Malva wants to come collect his Kuchot, Neimale Aiti Raya Imat Mata Shtar Chov Liadech. You prove to us when you got the Starchov. In other words, prove to us the date that you actually lent the money. And from that, only things that were sold after that point are yours. So Amri Hacha Gabi Get Isha, in the case of a get, Ati Lokeach V'tva'a. The Lokeach is going to come and say, prove to me that you really deserve these Perot. Your husband sold me these Perot. Prove to me that he sold it illegally. Right, so therefore, he's going to think of the claim and say, that not, things are not as they appear to be. Why? Amar Haida Hadrua Nihala Rabbanon Legita, because he'll say, you know why the Rabbanon gave her the get? Bishum de lota agin metetev. They didn't want her to be an aguna. They didn't want her to sit there unmarried. So they had Rachmanasan and they gave her the get. But the Mamonos is not so clear. Hashtag Kaachan Mitrof. Now that she wants to seize Perot that her husband sold me, Tezavatete Raya, I met Matagitaliada. Let her come and bring a Raya, a proof about when she got the get. So therefore, we're not concerned that she's going to be successful in seizing it, because the Lokeach will say, prove, or the Beitim will say, prove when you got the get. But Hacha, in the case of the Shtar Chov that we have back in Mishnah Vav, Gabi Shtar Chov, lo ati Lokeach v'tava, the Lokeach's not going to come and say that to the Malve, because he'll say, midadrua, because here there's no consideration of Igun, of Anaguna. Midadrua, nihalei Rabbanon, the Shtar Chov, since the Rabbanon ordered the guy who found it to return the Shtar Chov to the Malve, Pshita, the Mahilchata Drua Nilei, why'd they give it to him? Lemitrafu, to be able to seize property. So Shmami Nakam Rabbanan Mimilta. Obviously, the Rabbanan looked into it and they found it to be legit. Kamidi Matzah Star Liadei, and it must be that before I bought the property, he already had the star, which means it's legitimate. He's not going to think to challenge the Malva and say, prove when you lent the money. And so therefore, we can't return it to the Malva, because then Lekuchot will be taken Shelo Kedin. Okay, we'll stop at this point and take a look at Shichrur Avadim, Daitiki and Matana, and Shovarot, up until the next Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.